Hello there, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my place on the web where I publish some photographs on a daily basis. And today I paid a visit to the Arboretum in town. Look and See, if you've come by this audio file on its own, is a website located at las.new-england.net.au, and I'm located near the city of Armidale, which is halfway between Sydney and Brisbane on the eastern side of Australia. Today was quite a warm day, warmer than most, 8 to 30 centigrade, 46 to 86 Fahrenheit. And as I record this in the evening, there are frogs croaking merrily away outside at the little dam outside the house, and the smell of wood smoke in the air. There's a fire somewhere, a bushfire. Well, today I went to visit the Arboretum. The Arboretum is a place of trees, artificially constructed, usually. And this one was constructed in 1988 in commemoration of the bicentennial of Australia, 200 years since white settlers arrived. So it's been around for, 16 years. The first photograph is of a general view of the Arboretum. Lots of openness, green grass, green after the recent rain. It's actually very scrappy, sparse grass if you were standing looking straight down at it. It's not at all rich and luxurious. The trees in the background are typical of patches of trees around the land. It's very nice to walk through, walk around. And just adding to the interest are white and grey fluffy clouds in the sky, as is typical of this time of year. Storms are common. I don't know what the ratio would be, maybe 50% of the days would have afternoon clouds, some of which turn into storms, and the rest of the time it's blue sky and hot. The next photograph is a view to the little pond. There's a water feature in the Arboretum. Man-made waterfalls running down to some ponds, across which a wooden bridge moves from one side to the other. And the view here is of the green grass, some reeds around the pond's edge, and some trees in the background. The trees are native and exotic, meaning imported. And the trees on the left-hand side of the photograph are indicating or indicative of the gusty winds that I was experiencing whilst I was there. Made it difficult to photograph some of the flowers. The next photograph is just a view up one of the hills into the trees in the background. Of interest, in the right-hand side foreground and the centre are a couple of grass trees or grass spikes, sort of native to Australia. Sort of, it just gives another impression of the park-like atmosphere of the Arboretum. I think I had the place to myself. I certainly didn't see anybody else in the 20 minutes that I spent there. Next, we have a photograph of those ponds, or one of the ponds, looking down from the bridge at some of the little fish swimming around in the shade, in amongst the reeds, and a little splodge of orange is one of the goldfish that resides there. There are some other fish, don't know what they are, about the same size as the goldfish. The goldfish is quite large. surprise some of the birds don't decide to make a meal of them. And next photograph is of those falls that I mentioned earlier. Here the view is looking up the hill. The falls take advantage of that slope and run over a series of rocks into the ponds below. When I arrived there, the falls were not running. There's a switch to press to start them running. It takes a couple of minutes, but it's well worth the wait. I love the sound of running water. It would be nice to have such a thing at home, but I think the plumbing would be a bit beyond me. And the final photograph for today is a view down that slope, looking north over the town. We get a sense of the slope by the fact that the pond here is higher than the ground in the middle of the photograph, and up over the background the hills begin to rise again. So there we have my photographs for today, Thursday, November the 4th. I spent a little bit of time at the Arboretum in town. I'm Gordon Smith, and this has been Look and See, my photoblog. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me, and I hope you manage to find the time another day to come and see what I've managed to photograph. Until then, bye for now.